Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're playing Funbag Fantasy. It's the next game in our series. The Kuritomori Dreamers is done. So, Funbag Fantasy, as you guys requested overwhelmingly, is next. And if you like this, which I think you do, you can expect the side boob stories, the sequel, and more. So let's go ahead and get started, because I love big boobs. That's my thing. So I could play these like the whole channel, but we're not going to do that. Obviously, we offer a lot of different things on Grimm's Dungeon of the Grim Lord's Dungeon of Rants. Yeah, whatever. I'll just say we offer a lot of things in the dungeon besides rants. There we go. That's how you do it. So nice to make your acquaintance. I kneeled and took her hand with a gentle kiss. And just for a moment, she quivered. Oh God, I touched her. Well, it was necessary, I thought, for the sake of manners. My mother told me that I must never touch women with my hands, but I couldn't just not greet Roxanne properly. You're from Schoenberg, Sir Lute? Well, from the countryside. I spent my childhood in Schoenberg until I was 5. I don't really recall, but it's nice we have that in common. Roxanne narrowed her gaze on me. What gentle eyes. Though I was captivated by her eyes, mine still drifted downwards. Do you play an instrument? No. Your name sounds like one, so I thought maybe... People often say I'm an instrument with no noise. Her full breast jiggled when she laughed. It really was a massive bust. Made me want to grab them right there. If we were alone, it would have been hard to resist. This is an old castle, isn't it? Yeah. Have you been to your room? Not yet. Meadows, please show him to it. Yes, madam. You have a nice new friend. Indeed I do. Sir Lute, come talk with me again soon.
I will.
Promise. I left the room and made my way back to the main hall. I couldn't get her amazing rack and her last word promise out of my head. Sounds... Seems like she favors you. She usually doesn't talk that much at first sight. Is that so? You, might get close with her. Meroy seemed to laugh like he was alluding to something. He didn't seem to be a man of good taste, at least not one cut out to be a knight. Didn't he know that adultery was a punishable sin? Or was it the case that here in Bone, adultery was typical? Here are your quarters. I, sir, am not an adulterer. How darest thou speak of such blasphemies against God? Unsurprisingly, the room disappointed me. I was hoping for something a little brighter like the prefect's or Roxanne's room. This room seemed to exemplify the bleakness of Bone. It was a microcosm of the abandonment of hope and development. Surely it would be freezing this winter. God, it looks like it's fallen apart. It's a good room, don't you think? A warm fireplace. The walls don't leak. Good enough, eh? He sounded like a lying merchant. The prefect and his wife usually eat in their separate rooms, but we'd like to have you eat in the main hall with us. You gotta make friends with the guards, don't you? He kept talking at his own pace. Well, you can relax until dinner. Tomorrow we'll patrol around the outer grounds. And with that, Meadows left. The room quickly filled with loneliness and the silence of being in an unknown country. The capital was far from Bone, and I didn't know anyone here, but there was one flower. A busty, aristocratic rose. The prefect's wife, Roxanne. In this left-behind town, she was the only source of tenderness and kindness. And those bulging tits, just magical. In this town of decline and stagnation, she was the only hope and joy left. Someday, to grab boobs like that. As I laid in bed with those thoughts, I quietly drifted to sleep. As Lute slept, Meadowace and the prefect were having a discussion in the prefect's room. How did it go? Heh, perfect. The madam showed interest as well. Good, good. With this, the plan can move forward. We still can't be sure. He may not dance even if the flute is played. It'll be fine. I have a hunch they'll definitely do it. More importantly, you didn't talk about it, did you? Heh. I've already told Madam not to mention it, just so we don't scare him. And I've written off the deaths in the castle so far, it's due to illness. This is a bad situation. Every time we have a new knight stationed, it comes. Make sure security is heightened tonight. Hey, yes, he's an important... He's an important piece in the game. We'd be set back if he gets killed by the monster. It would help if he could hold back from masturbating. Kuhoo, smells good. What a delicious human smell. I wonder if this guy will shoot a lot. Women always seem to like that. Second day here. It was already light out when I opened my eyes. Looks like I didn't wake up with the dawn, meaning I overslept again. It also meant that I missed the dinner last night. I had assumed that they would have sent someone to fetch me. A late sleeper, are we? Meadowace was waiting for me in my room, and he had that same conniving grin. Did you sleep well? I've always been a heavy sleeper, but I toss and turn, apparently also kick and punch in my sleep. Heh, looks like people from the capital are still just people after all. Even the king himself isn't too different from a country bumpkin. Meadowace said that in an ironic tone. Looks like he had some mixed feelings towards the capital. So I hear there's a forest which none can enter. Is it true? The Girapon Woods? Is that what they call it? Recon teams have been dispatched numerous times, but none have ever returned. Oh Lord, protect us! How scary! There's also rumors that demons live there. No way, they were wiped out. Also rumor that the rebel army uses black magic. Oh, the Inland Rebel Army. The Inland Rebel Army, everyone's heard of them at this point. They were an armed military insurgency started by nobles who clamored for the revival of aristocratic rule in retaliation for King Hagel I's knighted bureaucracy. After all these years, they're still at a stalemate, staring one another down. Good night. The rebel leader is Wackenheim, the hero's son, right? It should be Wackenheim. There we are. The rebel leader is Wackenheim, the hero's son, right? He's infamous in his own right. I hear he's quite the swordsman. That's what they say. Yeah, this sword is the only sword that matters for us men. Matt always had a dirty smile as he thrust his hips forward. It was hard to imagine he was a steward here. Breakfast is only in the main hall, don't forget. Only the prefect and his wife may eat elsewhere. I hope it's a legitimate breakfast. As Matt always left my room, it hit me. This was bone. Different from Schoenberg, the capital. I might not be able to eat quality white bread every day like when I was a student. People were divided by class, and so was bread. White bread was said to be the best. Next was the darker rye breads, which only the servants usually ate. And the worst was bread made from bran. It was mostly for animals. In the main hall, we retreated to dark bread. It looks like the white bread was only for the prefect and his wife. Regardless of the fact that I was a graduate from the Knight Academy, I was treated the same as the others. And despite my position as direct aide to the prefect, I was still treated like a newbie. But that was life. I was just happy to be of service. And I firmly believed that as I gnawed on my bread. It wasn't exactly tasty. The white bread I had in the academy was far superior, but I figured I'd get used to it soon enough. Hey there, chief. Were you followed? What do you mean by that? Oh, nothing. You really should be careful at night. There's a monster around here. A monster? You mean the prefect? The prefect. Am I wrong? No, a real monster. A woman? Well, it's true that it's a woman. A woman, huh? Like a prostitute? Ignorance is such bliss. Yeah, just keep your cross close. Well, even more so, just don't do that. And with yet another confusing quip, they both left. What do you mean by that? Metalois, is there a monster in this castle? Whatever do you mean? That's what the guard said. They always taunt the new knights. It's nothing to be concerned about. After you eat, get ready. We're gonna patrol the outer grounds. After stopping by the stable and picking out a horse, we quickly left town. For a moment, I thought that Matalois' horse was better, but I figured a horse was a horse. We approached a steep hill that overlooked the town, and I pulled on the reins to turn around so I could take a look. It was a great view. I could see Bone Castle in the distance. You're quite good with a horse, Sir Lute. Matalois looked satisfied. Can we patrol this whole area today? No, that wouldn't be possible. It might be useless land, but there's a lot of it. We'll need today and tomorrow. It was as Metalois said, by the time we made it to the fourth castle, the sun had already started to set. I followed Metalois around the outer grounds and saw just how sparse the fields were. With how the farmers struggled to produce what little they could, I could feel their anxiety and fear. I hope their luck turns around. We need to make it back before nightfall. If it gets too late, we risk wasting money. After all, candles cost money too, you know. True. We're in the warm season right now. In the winter, this place is freezing. It's the worst. Oh? Master! Suddenly, Mad Oasis was surrounded by villagers. They all bore tense and worried expressions. What is it? You're in the way. Do something, please! You said it only comes out in the castle, but last night, it was here! Can't you tell me about it later? You keep saying that, but you don't lend us your ear even for a moment. I don't want to live in a demon town. Demon? Fine, I'll hear you out tomorrow. So you say, but what are we to do if the demon comes tonight? Glenn was killed yesterday. His spirit was completely sucked dry. What's this all about? Yeah, don't listen to him. I'll take care of it right away. Now you all be good villagers and go home. Will you save us if the demon comes back? What if it's waiting under my bed to ambush me? Quiet! All of you! I have other matters. The castle isn't raising demons, is it? That's absurd. We're victims too. We're finished! This town will be devoured by the demon! Do something, please! The villagers pushed closer to Mad Oasis. Hey, don't push me! Get off! I'm returning to the castle! You scum, I'll cut you down! Save us! Move! I'll kill you all! Metaloy suddenly drew his sword and swung through the air. The villagers backed away, and in that moment... Now! Metaloy shouted, then gave his horse a swift kick in the gut. Startled, I did the same and followed him. Oh, those scum. Not again with this. So, a demon's coming? Eh? No. That's just superstition. They're a bunch of illiterate fools, but what can you do? He was slurring his words a bit. It was true, though. Only knights, royalty, and church affiliates could really read in this day and age. Almost all commoners, save very few, were illiterate. Well, I'll report this to the prefect. After Metaloy's left, I began to think about what the villagers said. Was it really just superstition? It was hard to think that people could get frantic over superstition. The guards mentioned it, too. Something was definitely up in Bone. Wonder if Roxanne knows. Demon? Yeah, I thought maybe you knew something. Metaloy's just claimed it was superstition. Roxanne had a troubled look on her face. Well, it's true that a number of people have died these past 6 months. I've heard rumors of an illness. Really? But let's forget that. Tell me about the capital. What's the popular slang right now? Slang? Recently, Metabo, maybe? Metabo? People use Metabo to mean fat. Teehee. Such a strange word. Anything else? Recently, we have a drink called coffee. Well, I'm familiar with that drink. Coffee? Apparently it's from the new continent, but everyone complains it's too bitter. Bah! These beans! Bitter beans! Is it really bitter? Yeah. Do you like bitter things? No, I don't think anyone does. Right. I don't either. I also don't like lonely nights. My heart skipped a beat when I heard that. She doesn't like lonely nights. That must mean she doesn't like her sexless marriage. Oof. Confessing that to me, was that an invitation? With that thought, I turned back towards her chest. Maybe I should just shout, "Oh, madam!" and pounce on those tits. Like Matt always said, Roxanne might just accept me if it came to that. How good would that feel? It was forbidden by the church, however. If she was found as having been slowly by another man, it would be an instant grounds for divorce. The man would have to be made to pay a ludicrous fine, and if he couldn't, he'd be branded a sinner forever. How dare you sin against God? I'm sorry, so why do they drink this coffee? It wakes you up, it gets you energized, and it's also effective at night. Oh? Some of the nobles drink it while complaining about the bitterness. Oh, my heart! Teehee. So it's popular now. Some of the Night Academy also drank it. Hey, and did you try it? No, I never had the chance. Oh, that's too bad. Well, I hope you can try it someday. Yeah. I felt like she meant something else. I may have been getting ahead of myself thinking she was inviting me. I hope you can try it someday. I suppose she meant that she hoped that I could find a woman other than her. Maybe she didn't want to have coffee with me to try out the effect. Even if she did, she probably wasn't the type to say it directly. Excuse the delay, dinner is served. Come in. Oho, you were with Sir Lute. Matt always tried to look surprised, but he seemed to have expected it. He probably figured I was here. He was telling me about the capital. Well, isn't that nice? A dirty smile rose to his lips. Madois, can I have you bring Sir Lute's meal here? I don't mind, but what would the prefect say? I only want to talk a little longer. Well, if that's the case, I'll just pretend I didn't see anything. Sorry, Madois. Not at all. Oh, bring some white bread, too. Sure thing. Rye bread is so tough, isn't it? Eat some white bread while you have the chance. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, you're constantly consuming bread. I eat and eat, and only my breasts get bigger. Well, I think it's wonderful that they get bigger, I do say. Really? But my husband, he doesn't think so. He won't even... I'm sorry, it's not your concern. Not at all. I've been so sad recently. It's better to not know, isn't it? Know what? Oh, it's nothing. I have to go pray later. I had my white bread in Roxanne's room, and when I got back to mine, it was already dark. It didn't seem like she was close with the prefect after all. It was just as Matt always said. If I made a pass, she'd probably respond. Maybe she really did have feelings for me. Or maybe she just simply wanted to talk. She's disconnected from her husband, so maybe she really does just want someone to talk about the Capitol. I guess. Girls like talking more than sex. What really bothered me were the rumors in town. Matt always said it was just superstition, but could the rebel army be hiding out here? Presently in the eastern part of Bone, and inland, the rebel army opposed to the knighted bureaucracy and was at standoff with the royal army. The fighting had been going on for years, but neither side was budging. The rebel army was led by the hero General Valkenheim's son, and the royal army was having a hard time taking him down. But could there be rebellion here in Bone? As Luke pondered alone in his room, once again, Metalois and the prefect were in private discussion in the prefect's quarters. Really? With him, then? Yes, it's moving forward perfectly. Excellent news. But sir, what should we do? This will be the 10th man. The villagers are getting restless as well. Well, it's a tough opponent. If a panic starts, your position will be... We're on the cusp of our... Interference is unacceptable. Are you in touch with our contact? Everything is according to plan. I want to leave this backwater town as soon as possible, and of course bringing it with me. Not your wife. You demon. I'm more of a scoundrel. Suspense. Conspiracy. Cute demons? Let's find out. Well now, how about tonight's prey? Last night was slim pickings. Ah, young master, it's so good, your hands. Squeeze harder. Ah! Day 3. I woke up and rubbed my tired eyes. It was a dream of when I was young. When I was young, I would often grab the boobs of our maid Venosa, and my mother would scold me. My mother, she'd already passed away. Maybe she overdid it trying to put me through the Knight Academy. My father died just 1 year before my mother. Get to the castle gate! Cha-cha-cha-cha! You guys are really in a flurry. Climb the tower! What's going on? The villagers are pushing through! The villagers? Why? It was back! Ah, too much to do. We don't even have time to eat. The villagers? Oh, here you are! What's up with the villagers? I'll explain soon. Come, the prefect is looking for you.
Ah!
I've brought him here, Prefect. Has something happened to the villagers? Explain it to him. Where should I start? I don't care. From anywhere. Okay then. It began about a half a year ago. Half a year ago? A demon appeared and began to devour the men. A demon? In the middle of the night, their spirit and body are completely sucked dry. Could it be a succubus? A succubus was a demon that consumed men. Among the demons who occupied this land before was a type quite high in the demon ranks. The people sometimes referred to the members of the demon clan as devils. Ten men have been killed by her in the past six months. Quite the hungry succubus, then. One last night, the other the night before last, the villagers are pushing into the castle, and we've been given orders to force them back. Right, so it was true what they were saying yesterday. We were wondering if you could loan us your experience. Honestly, we weren't expecting much from you. Even if we asked, it's not as though you have any experience. I smiled, slightly bemused. He was so scolding. What's next, Metoys? Let's throw stones from above to scatter them. That won't do if somehow the gate was breached. And they won't pull back. Yesterday I feared for my life when they surrounded me. Shall we just pay them off for now? Oh, we couldn't do that. Do we even have the funds? No. Alright then, the rocks. We can call for a dispatch from the capital. They'll never send one. You really are useless. Wait, that might be a good plan. What did you say? If the capital moves... Master Urboin. What? That's why. Yes, that's true. It's a strange plan, but why not? And that's because... I'll leave it to you. The two of them turned toward me. I had a bad feeling about this. Master Lute, yes? We have a request of you, as a knight. What? Well... Enter. The prefect will grant you a special audience. One by one, the villagers bounded into the room, more than 10 in total. Everyone looked panicked. The steward and prefect stood in front of them. And you're the representatives? Liege Lord! Please save us, we can't sleep at night. Any more debt? We will have to leave town! Hmm. I understand how you feel. I've already made arrangements. I made a request to the capital for a specialist to exterminate the demon. The room grew noisy. I too felt a twang of anxiety in my chest. A specialist to exterminate demons? First I'd heard of that. A demon exterminator? A powerful priest? This man here. The prefect pointed straight forward with an outstretched hand, and at the end of his finger was, of all people, me. What? It was completely out of the blue. I knew they would want me to deal with a succubus, but I wasn't dispatched from the capital for that purpose. This man arrived from the capital just days ago. Our request has finally been answered. Huh? Sir Knight? Oh, save us! Bring peace back to our knights! The women might be safe, but it affects us all! This man will rid us of the demon even at the cost of his own life. I put my faith in him. Thank you ever so much, Liege Lord. Thank you! We can finally sleep in peace! Well, actually... If you're done, leave. Thank you so much! Relieved, the villagers left. Leaving behind me, the prefect, and the steward, Metalice. We'll be going now, too. Wait. What, you annoying fool? I might be from the capital, but... Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I wasn't sent here for that purpose. Maybe, but we managed to calm the villagers. It was a pertinent suggestion, Matois. Pertinent? All you did was lie. Well then, why don't you chase after them and tell them the truth? They'll tear you apart. I grew silent. Metalois was right. The truth wasn't always right. The truth was like poison. Someone must take care of this at some point, regardless. I doubt you'll be able to, but you're the only choice we have. Yeah, but how do I deal with a succubus? What? Yeah, don't do that, folks. It's simple. Swab your semen on the window. She'll pick up its scent and come for you. Again, don't fucking do that. And the guy's like, oh, I want to bang a succubus. No, don't do it. How do I actually exterminate it, though? Will a cross work? Probably not. What? Well, then how? Consider that on your own. If I fail, am I gonna die? That's the likely outcome. The outcome? Lutahen. Hold on. Lutahen, this is a direct order from me. Will you not heed your lord's command? It's just crazy. Good luck tonight. I just don't like it. There at least needs to be a reward. Reward? You think you'll be successful? Well, did you request this knowing I would fail? That's not it. This isn't ordinary work. There'll need to be a huge reward. Metalize, what do you think? His life is likely over. You can splurge. You're right. Ahem. Well then, state your terms. I want white bread every meal, and a castle for myself. Huh? A castle? You should know your place. Prefect, don't reject him now. Alright. I can guarantee the white bread. The castle too. I'll choose a dilapidated one for you. Thank you ever so much. Just do what you can. With a sour look on his face, the prefect left. I wouldn't be working for free anymore, but there was still the problem at hand. I had to exterminate a succubus alone. And the succubus was immune to crosses. I wonder if there's anything the succubus doesn't like. Maybe something like coffee. No, bitter things probably wouldn't work. There wouldn't be time to get it from the capital anyway. The bitterness of life certainly wouldn't have an effect either. If that was the solution, the succubus wouldn't be in bone to begin with. The succubus only thirsts for the male seed. So if I lure her in, how could I exterminate her? I would have to rely on my skills with a sword and bow. They've really gave me a troublesome job. As if looking for an answer, I gazed upward at the arched ceiling. It of course gave no solution. Yeah, staring at the ceiling usually doesn't help. As Lute was pondering a way to exterminate the succubus, a grinning Metal Ace and Prefect Urboin held council in the prefect's quarters. It turned out just as you claimed, Metal Ace. You flatter me. You've thought this through. If the agent from the capital is killed, the village vermin may finally begin to give up. And then, we can claim he was the real perpetrator and crucify his body in the town square. You really are a scoundrel. In life, even poison and evil have their place. But it's too bad, eh? I thought it would pair well with that plan. It's an acceptable trade. It doesn't affect our primary objective. You needn't worry. The prince. Don't utter that name. I'll be going out. To where? I'd like to hold Brunhild. Spend some time. And leave your wife here? You should know I prefer young over mature. I also have no interest in my cow of a wife. I knocked on Roxanne's door just as the night bell chimed. Apparently she sent for me in a hurry. It's me. Hold on. It's me, Lute. Why did you accept such a thing? As I entered, I was immediately met by her grave expression. Huh? Except what? Exterminating that demon. Oh, you've already heard. Did you just throw your life away? Why? Well, it's too late to ask why already. Oh, and we had only just met Roxanne. If this was to happen, we should have sooner... Hmm? Roxanne hung her head down. A demon lives in this town and it only attacks the young knights from Central. It leaves the long-term residents alone. So you knew! I'm so sorry. My husband, he told me not to. He frightens me. No one has been able to defeat it. Even the neighboring castles have sent their best, but everyone... They died, didn't they? Roxanne didn't answer. Seeing Roxanne's solemn face instilled me with the reality that I was gonna die. Sir Lute! Roxanne lifted her head. I have but one request. Hold me... Madam! Ah, Master Lute was with you. Yes, for a moment. The chef wants to consult with you about something. May I request your presence in the kitchen? Yes. Wait, what were you saying? Why do I need a chef when they eat nothing but pretty much bread? Oh, it was nothing. Good luck. Thank you. I saw Roxanne off from her room. What did she say? What did she want to say just now? Blah, blah, blah. What did she want to say just now? There we go. Hold me. Did she want to say hold me? No way. Even though she's married? I let out a sigh. What would I have done if Matt always hadn't come right then? Not something that could be forgiven easily. Although I would have liked to hold her. If only to escape my own anxiety. If I die, I will never get a taste of those tits. A sense of despair welled up from within, but it was coated with desire. Maybe I should take the initiative. That's insane. What was I thinking? I had to take down a succubus. A night with another man's wife? Adultery? I shook my head. Even still, I stood in her room for some time. She didn't return. I passed by some guards as I entered the main hall. Sir! It's too bad, on top of the exile, for you to lose your life so soon. Then for us to lose another knight. As they left, a heavy sensation grew in my chest. There should be a comma there. It seemed like everyone else already considered me a dead man. My opponent was the infamous succubus who has already claimed the lives of 10 other men, a demon of this land from long ago. Legend said they were all wiped out, but that didn't seem to be the case anymore. Less sworn to allegiance, the demons should be exterminated. That was what was written in the code of the laws for the kingdom. Demons were a variant species, direct descendants from the devil himself. And within the demon ranks, succubi blood ran the thickest with his blood. Okay? Some even say they were the devil incarnate. It's sure to have an eerie, devilish face, perhaps a glamorous body, but will change to take on a horrific form. The attack will come in the middle of the night. I'll need to prepare weapons somehow. I checked the armory, but came up empty-handed. Nothing there would work against a succubus. All I had were two swords, one long and one short. How on earth was I supposed to fight this thing? Yep. You'll have to excuse me, I love this tune. Hey, I've been waiting. He's more like, hey, I've been waiting. When I got back to my room, there was a girl I had never seen before. She had a mischievous but cute look to her. Almost automatically, my eyes shifted to her chest. Stacked! Who was she? Could she be a prostitute? If she was, she must have been high class. Honestly, she was really cute. And to top it off, she fit in with the recent giant boobs trend going around the kingdom. Her tits were perky and tight, and she had full hips too. An ideal body type. Yeah, she definitely had to be a dancer or a prostitute. Knowing it was my last night, maybe the prefect prepared her for me. As if. A bitter old man full of regret at his own circumstances wouldn't be that considerate. Long time no see, you've gotten big. Who are you? I'm Shamsio Shahari. Shamsio Shahari? But it's long, so you can call me Shamsiel. And yes, Shamsiel is one of my waifus, by the way. Like, yeah, that's actually one that I would consider. Probably my top succubus waifu would be Shamsiel. There we go. Make that my thumbnail. Of course! She squinted her eyes and giggled. You're loot, right? I like this. Likes cocks that come a lot. Dislikes cocks that don't come very much. Well, shit. I guess I'm out of the ranks there. Sorry, Shamsiel. Not as young as I used to be. 5'6". Don't know how much she weighs. She's a C-cup. She's not, like, amazing. But, she's alright. You're loot, right? How do you know that? Your name sounds tasty. Tasty. Yep, like a lot's gonna come out. I was silent. It seemed like we were talking about different things. Actually, I had no idea what she was talking about. What do you mean by a lot? Semen. Oh boy, I didn't have a good feeling about this. I guess she was a prostitute. Did the prefect send you? Nope, I came myself. I was wondering if there was a good one around here. I really had no idea what she was talking about. But she was cute, so I felt like I could let it slide. I don't have any money. It's okay. I don't need any. This was starting to sound better. It had to be the prefect or maybe Madalise the steward. I sat down on the bed. Where are you from? I wonder. You're really cute. Huh? Really? That's the first time a human has called me cute. Huh? The girl gleefully jumped around. It was a cute reaction, but this wasn't the time to sit and stare. That's the first time a human has called me cute. The bad feeling in my gut started to grow. Could this girl be? Right when I thought that, I noticed something about her I hadn't before. Wings! Oh, these? Shamsiel fluttered her wings for me. Eepin! And horns! Aren't they cute? I was silent for a moment. Also, how can she fucking read the script? Are you a demon? Technically... Oh, sorry. Technically a succubus. Oh! So you're the one that already killed 10 men. Well, I didn't try to kill them. I just sucked a little and they died. Humans lately have almost no semen. You monster, prepare yourself. Do I really look like a monster? No. She really didn't look like a monster. Actually, she was really cute. Contrary to what I expected, she was adorable. Her looks were charming enough to make me think that maybe all those other guys died happy. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. These guys, they were in heaven. Like, literally. I mean, they weren't to heaven twice. But demons were demons, and this succubus was clearly a demon. Surely the only cute thing about her had to be her face. Bullshit. I had never met a demon in my life, and no sane person would call himself a demon if it wasn't true. I shook my head. No, even if you're cute, you're a succubus. Prepare yourself. Just as I drew my sword, the demon shot something from her fingertip. The grip of my sword suddenly felt strange. I gasped. My sword had been transformed into a giant carrot. What? My sword. If you're gonna pull out your sword, I prefer the other one. She snapped again, and suddenly a cold breeze blew past my crotch. My sword was sticking out of my pants, totally exposed. Ah! My pants! Look, she doesn't discriminate. Oh! It's normal size, but looks tasty. This might be what I need. Oh, what are you gonna do? It's obvious, isn't it? I'm a succubus. That's the way things work around here, don't you know? The succubus moved a step closer. Matching her, I took a step back. Luckily, there was a door behind me. I need to get out and find a new weapon. I sprinted for the door. Locked. I shook the handle, but it wouldn't budge. Oh, no, you don't. I sealed it with magic. What? What? I had never panicked so hard in all my life. Was my life going to end right here and now? Would my new life as a knight be over after just a few days? Somebody! Prefect! Metoys! I cried out, but no sounds of help could be heard. It's no use, you know. I also made it so no one can hear us. You coward! Is a succubus not supposed to use magic? No, that's not it. It's just bad for me. You don't have to be so scared. Let's have fun. The demon moved closer. Her throbbing bust jiggled, fully exposed. I should have been paralyzed with fear, but somehow my eyes were fixated. 'Cause you're a man, sir. This was likely her primary magic. It definitely was. The succubus who entices men only to rob them of their seed. You like them? No. What? I didn't say that. He did, but I didn't. I shook my head, but my gaze was fixed. As if frozen by magic, my eyes were completely locked into place. Was it because I love tits? No. Wasn't only that. My neck couldn't move even when I tried to. You're charmed. She moved even closer. Go ahead, look all you want. These are the last you'll ever see. Are you gonna kill me? Oh, don't put it like that. I'm just taking you to heaven in exchange for a lifetime of semen. Her eyes glittered deceptively. I'll squeeze it all out. She fluttered upward and pushed me onto the bed. With both my arms restrained, she pressed her chest against me. It's small, but she does a lot of work with it. The sensation alone brought enough pleasure to rob me of my will to resist. Her clothes barely covered her round, perky breasts as they squished against me. I was the one being attacked, yet the sword between my legs stood firmly erect, taking a blade to her before it was ineffective, but I was starting to think this sword may prove useful. It's so hard already! She whispered to me in a sensual, yet dominating tone, which is definitely not what I just did. What a tasty looking catch. I hope I can have extra semen today. Let me go. I tried to flail my arms to resist, but I couldn't physically move them. I had plenty of physical training at the academy, so why couldn't I fight back? Was this the power of the demon? Of the succubus? You really want me to let go? My sword, my penis, was trapped between her cleavage. Sliding deeper into that tight crevice, my shaft was clenched all the way to the base. Oh, I almost came just from that. This was my first time getting a tit fuck, of course, but I never imagined voluptuous full breasts could be this good. Still want me to get off? As she said that, she rocked her boobs even more. Her amazing bust jiggled with each movement, creating a gentle caressing sensation along my dick. I felt like I could come in any second. Still want me to get off? Her dirty, seductive expression focused on me as she rocked and bounced her bosom on top of my shaft. Ah! Ah! Isn't my titty fuck the best? It's like heaven, right? Stop! Stop! Are you serious? Hey, it looks like it's ready to blow. Fuck! I'm I just love a good titty fuck. Humans writhe in pleasure when I shake my boobs. Get off! Oh, like you actually want me to. Huh. Ah! Look at you. You're getting ready to come again. Who? You think you can resist the succubus? No! I'm gonna die! Oh, yes, you will. You'll die by these tits. Ugh. Come as much as you want. I'll squeeze it all out for you. Stop. You want me to keep going? Ah! I wonder how much will come out. Ooh, I can't wait! Ah! Gah! Gah! No more! Oh, it's almost time for you to come. I hope I get a lot of semen. Ah! Ah, stop! You're cute while you're in agony. Don't worry, I'll take you up to heaven. This kind of pleasure can't be found in the world. Oh! Ah! Yeah. Oh, doesn't it feel good? You feel like you're in heaven yet. Oh. Ah, gah, gah. Oh, no. Uh-oh, there's an oh, no. Oh, yeah, here we go. Just let it all out. Give me all your semen. Ah, wah. Even if you hold back, I'll wring you dry. Oh, ah, oh, tee-hee. Coo-hoo. Doing this tee-hee. Shit. Quah, ah, ah. Yep. Oh. Wow, that's a lot! That's a lot! No. Okay. The succubus was covered in semen. A sexy smile crept to her lips as it dripped from her cheeks. Wow, it's so much! Haha, incredible! I finally hit the jackpot! She wiggled around cheerfully. I wonder how much more I can get, hee-hee. Ah. Whoa, stop it, it's sensitive. I know it is. I'm a succubus, you know. She continued to shake her boobs wildly as she spoke. My manhood rocked back and forth, still clenched with her. I moaned. It was helpless. It just felt too good. Plus, she was a succubus. She could fly and float without any effort. She gently floated her body back and forth on top of me, tormenting me with her boobs. Ah! Stop it! I'm gonna come! There's no use in resisting. I'm gonna take it all anyway. Ah! Sweet dreams. Holy moly! The succubus let out a cheerful squeal. Oof. I don't know what that was. That did not feel good. I touched something and it went right through my finger. That did not feel good. Okay. Live show, folks. You know what happens. All right. Back to the sex here. The succubus let out a cheerful squeal. Wow, it's even more than the last time. Amazing! Amazing! As she grew more ecstatic, she tightened her grip on me. Ugh, teehee, incredible, you really have a lot. I've never had a human like this. Ah. Wow, it's still coming out. Wow, please, no more. No, of course there's more. Take that. Ah. Yeah, still coming. Cool. Whatever that is. Ugh. Amazing, you can die if you let it build up this much. The succubus looked at me with glistening eyes. Holy shit. It's gonna get her special service. I'll give you my special service. I don't usually do it, but since you gave me so much, I'll suck you off at the same time. Stop. This time you'll surely go to heaven. Oh, we get another CG. With my shaft still locked in her bursting cleavage, she took the tip into her mouth. Her drooling tongue wrapped around my head and she began to suck violently. I groaned as the sensation overwhelmed me. Just being squeezed between her tits alone was incredible, but being sucked off in addition left me helpless to resist. Yeah. Sucking the damn rims off of him. The smell of semen. She's like a vacuum cleaner. Don't suck it so hard. You're already starting to come. Working your dick like this feels great, right? For who? Oh? Ah! With your dick sliding and my tits getting sucked like this, aren't you in heaven? It's hell. Silly human and your fake resistance. I know exactly how good you feel. Slurp. It's almost time for you to come. Almost time to say goodbye. This time I'll squeeze you dry and take you to heaven. It'll be your last earthly pleasure, but it's a good one, right? Don't kill me. Ugh. Take this titty fuck with you as a final souvenir to heaven. Goodbye. I'm dying, dying. My hips convulsed like I was possessed as I let more semen fly. The milky substance overflowed in globs. It was an insane amount. Oh, it's so much cum. So much. Don't swallow it. Oh, you want me to. Are you dead yet? Wow, it's still coming. Stop. Whoa, you're not dead. Usually everyone dies after the first titty fuck, but you're still alive. Stop. This is a first for me. It's still coming. Amazing. I can probably squeeze more out. Just stop already. Nope. I'll squeeze out all of your semen at any cost. Ha! Ah. Oh! Your dick just flinched again. You still got more. Ah! Ah, you can still come a lot. Come on, come! Yeah, stop. Don't bounce so much. A human's giving me orders. You think I'll obey? Ah! Wow, your dick. It's hard again. I might have finally found a magic cock. I'll need to triple check. It's even harder now. Are you gonna come already? Stop. Oh no, I'm gonna titty fuck you some more and suck out all your semen. Oh, please stop. I'll stop as soon as I get all your semen. You'll be dead at that point, though. I'll do anything, just stop. Okay, give me all your semen and die. Amazing. Your dick is throbbing. It's really gonna come again. Wow. Stop. I know faster feels better. Like this. You're powerless to resist the succubus. Oh, look, you're gonna come. Oh, God, don't shake your tits so much. It feels too good. Tee-hee-hee-hee. I'm the winner. Now come with everything you have. Stop. I'm going crazy. Your hands are free, but you can't fight back. Somebody save me. I'm gonna come again. I'll make you even crazier. I'll give you the ultimate pleasure before you die. Fuck. No, I'm gonna... Give me another blast of your cum. Come on! Amazing, it's still coming. It won't stop. Wow. Why do you come so much? That, how should I know? Wow, it's like a magic wand. Amazing. I can't believe you're still alive. You, I love humans with lots of semen. It's all gone. Oh, shut up, you liar. Don't think you can just fool a succubus. The succubus had a twinkle in her eyes as she stared at me. You, are you really human? Do I look like a sheep? Cool, I've decided I'll let you in. Huh? I'll let you put it in my pussy just this one special time. This is your true path to heaven. Now that is a CG. Great CGs in this game, by the way. I tried to yell for her to stop, but the words wouldn't leave my mouth. She was a succubus. On top of that bed, no matter how much I tried to resist, my body was unresponsive. The beautiful succubus mounted me, and my eyes naturally fell to her vagina. I was expecting a toxic pit, but it was pure like that of an untainted maiden's. Looking nearly untouched, her pussy lips opened to reveal a fresh and supple pink crevice. It was a moist and beautiful, lewd vagina. So this is a pussy. It's beautiful. While I was in awe, the succubus let out a giggle and lowered her hips. I involuntarily shook my hips in a vain effort to escape. For the first time to be with a succubus was nothing. My first time to be with a succubus is nothing to brag about. Well, I might be dead after this anyway. I don't know if I could have had a better partner to brag about, but I still would have preferred it to be a human. My hips were locked. This time you'll be in heaven. The succubus chuckled. You might just come the second I put it in, but you should consider yourself lucky. And with that, the succubus brought her hips down onto me. Both sides of her flowery pussy lips gripped me as I made contact with her vaginal walls. My manhood was sucked in tightly from all angles. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Oh, ah! I arched my back as I touched deep inside her. Just entering her almost brought me to orgasm. I felt as if the tip of my penis was about to explode. This was certainly not a normal pussy. It was different from a human's, although being my first, I couldn't say so for sure. Your dick is fantastic. It's so hard. The succubus spoke, thoroughly enraptured. Does it feel enchanting inside me? For who? I can feel myself getting wet. If I even move, you just might die. No, no way. Liar. The succubus shook her hips gently. Ah! In that moment, I groaned as I felt a violent urge to ejaculate. It felt so good that I thought my mind had been flipped upside down. Look! The succubus giggled at what she was doing to me. It's hard to accept, but it was just as she said. I felt like I would orgasm immediately when she moved. It felt incredible just to be grasped by the walls of her fleshy pussy. And to top it off, her seductive boobs popped out from her clothes and right into my face. They really were gigantic. Such a great shape, I wanted to latch my mouth right onto them. Who was I kidding? I wanted to grab them like a hawk. They were anything but lacking in size. What the hell was I craving? She was a succubus, for God's sake. A demon. A monster. Even still, I desired her. I had been desiring her since I first saw her. I was actually dying to fuck her. That fragrance that wafted from her ignited the lust of men and brought them to an instant erection. Are you gonna come now? Was it your first time? It feels good. Right, a demon's pussy is the best pussy. She gyrated her pelvis as she thrusted her hips forward. Her moist and tight honeypot engulfed my shaft firmly, gently, yet strangled it viciously with pleasure. Fuck, not again. I'll let you grab my tits as a reward for coming so much. She pierced me with a lustful stare. You love tits, right? She had me all figured out. That's a succubus for you. She knew the desires of men immediately. Should I? She giggled mischievously. Want a touch? She was testing me. If you can last even longer, I'll let you touch them. That's probably impossible, though. As she said that, she shook her hips gently. Stop it! What? So how can I make you feel even better? She asked, even though she already knew. Maybe here? Ah! She purposely clenched her hips tight and thrust forward. Are you gonna come already? I wonder how long you can last. Fuck! Her boobs shook enticingly. It's okay, test them, but if you do, you might come right away. No way! I told myself that, but I wanted to test them so badly. Give me both hands, I'll let you touch them. The demon grabbed my hands and guided them to her elusive bust. Hmm? The succubus looked shocked. She gasped out loud. Dominant until now, the succubus finally let out a womanly moan. I trembled, overcome with the sensation of her breasts. Such supple skin, such a bulging volume. Her boobs alone were enough to take me to climax. They responded nicely to my massaging fingers and bounced back with a firm yet delicate tension. It felt amazing, her breasts engulfing my hands, ecstasy flowing from my palms. The pleasure pushed me to grope with her with even more fervor. Oh, oh yeah! No, no way, this, my boobs, they, you can't make a succubus feel this way. Ah! The succubus wrenched her body forward. That pushed her breasts out even further as they were desperately begging to be groped. Those tits, both of them, I latched onto feverishly. It's amazing. No, how can it be this good? Squeeze. Giving in fully to my desires, I groped her repeatedly. The bursting tension in her tits felt amazing. She writhed and agonizingly grinded her hips against me. Come. Oh no, I'm gonna come. It feels great. I'm gonna die. Why do my tits feel so good? I'm a demon. So why a human can't make me come? Your hips, don't shake them. My hips are shaking on their own. It feels good. They're moving on. Gonna come. I'm a demon, but a human's making me come. No. Don't you make me come. This isn't possible. I'm a demon. Help, this demon is... I'm coming. Man, she sounded like a balloon deflate. You know, a balloon goes... You know, when you... If you have a balloon, it just goes around and... Yeah, that's what she sounded like when she orgasmed. Quiver, quiver. Her beautiful body quaked gently. The terrific sensation was coursing through her. It was truly hard to believe. Humans weren't supposed to be capable of taking on demons. Even still, this demon was quivering in ecstasy. Ugh. Incredible. Ugh. It's so good I might die. Yeah, good. Amazingly good. Deep. It's coming in deep. Your pussy is sucking it up. More. Give me more. Her vagina gently gripped my penis, lapping up the rest of my semen. Enough. Good. It feels so good. I'm dying. I've never had sex this good. Fuck. Good. More come. There's none left. My consciousness is starting to fade from the overstimulation. I might actually die. It was a short life. What a waste for a night to die at night. I can't say I had no regrets. I wanted to know a little more about love. I wanted to be loved seriously at least once. Maybe I just wanted to be like Moliere and be fawned over and have boobs pressed against me. But it was over. As I faded out, I could hear the demon's voice. That was to be the requiem that took me from this world. Luke, give me your hand. Why? It's a spell. Put your hand on top of your head like this. Okay, like this? If you rotate it clockwise, you'll fall asleep. Does it work on anyone? Yes, but I only do it with people I know. Otherwise, they treat me like a witch. I wondered if heaven wasn't very different from the real world. I knew the ceiling, this wall, and also this bed. This was the room I was given at Bone. Heaven didn't seem too different. Wait a second. It's not at all different. This is my room. My room at Bone. No way. So I didn't die? Then that succubus showed up, and if she was actually here, and I didn't die, oh, it was just a dream. Did you have nice dreams? Yeah. I gasped immediately after I answered. Covering my body instead of sheets was none other than the succubus. Morning, honey. Well, I guess that's what happens when you tame a succubus. What? Why are you here? Isn't a succubus supposed to disappear in the morning? Now, who said that? I've made up my mind. I'm gonna stay with you. What? Aren't you happy? Happy? I like it here with you. Gah! If you say no, I'll be bad again and start devouring more humans. That's even worse! If you let me stay with you, then I promise I won't attack anyone else. Yeah, right! A demon never lies. I don't trust you. Humans lie way more, come on. I groaned. She was right about that. That prefect definitely lies. You're sharper than I thought. There's lots of benefits with me around. I want to live upstandingly. That means being honest to your desires, right? No, that's not... Maybe you like it better when I do it like this? Just jam seal! Wow. You remembered my name. I'm so happy. Everyone just calls me Demon. Well... I'm happy, so I'll do it even more. Sham seal. What? Feel good? I'm gonna come. Well, duh. I want you to. So that's why I'm gripping your dick and sucking it. My titty fuck blowjob feels good, right? Fuck, I'm really gonna... Shoot it out if you love me. What? Love? Sham seal! Luke, let me drink your semen. Holding back isn't the loot I know. You gave me so much yesterday, right? Yeah, well, you sucked it all out yesterday. And I'll do it again today to show my affection. Ah! Ah, you came again! Ugh. Don't want to waste it. Better suck it up. Ah. Stop! I'm gonna suck more. Ah! Oh, Luke, you're so cute when your hips squirm. Ugh. Let me drink some more. Ah. Your semen is yummy. Ah, sham seal. What? Does it feel good? So good you want to die? I'm gonna dry up. Oh, you liar. You won't dry up, Luke. You're not a normal guy. But, ah! Ah! Yeah! Luke's semen is so good, I can drink it all day. I'll die if you do that. Oh, no, you won't. Ah! You came again. Ugh. You do want to kill me, don't you? I won't kill you. I don't think I can. Why? Because you have an unlimited supply of semen. I'm not some kind of magic urn. But you are a magic urn. Ah. You're so sensitive, Luke. Well, any human would be if you did this to them. Did it feel good? I thought I was gonna die. Cause it felt too good? Yeah. Okay, just a little more then. Hey! Ah! Gulp. Okay, all done. Shamsiel giggled. She kept giggling as her tongue slid around her lips to slurp up the rest of my semen. Caught me off guard and I felt a jolt in my heart. Damn, she's cute. Actually, she's insanely cute. What is it? The nothing. I tried my best to pretend like it was nothing. I can't just admit that I found a demon cute. Oh, but last night, did I say that? As I motioned to get myself up, Shamsiel pulled me by both arms. The demonic cutie was staring at me joyfully. Were you serious about what you said? About what? That you, how you won't attack anyone else. Yep. As long as you stay with me and let me titty fuck you every day, I'll never attack anyone else. So it's conditional on the tit fuck. Well, yeah, your penis is delicious. I feel like I was about to fall over. She confessed this with an open smile, with no hint of deceit in the slightest. Well, she's a succubus, so I guess it was understandable. So exterminating you is no longer an option then. You already did, huh? Well, yesterday I came under your control. It felt so good that I fainted. I fainted because I honestly thought I would die. That's because you're a big shot. What do you mean by big? I'm average at best. What? Do you think size is everything? A man's penis isn't about the size, it's about performance. But Luke's dick is super special. Still, getting a titty fuck from you every night, every day, won't I die? Well, you didn't die even considering how much we did it yesterday. But I might just drop dead. You're fine. Why? Luke, you're a big shot. I'm a small shot. I'm still always graduate at the Night Academy. You're a big shot. You even had hair growing in your butthole. A guy like that is going places. Well, you sure know a lot. I'm a demon, you know. How many years you think I've been alive? How many? You're not supposed to ask a lady her age. Shamsiel pouted playfully, and then it hit me. So even demons can be ladies? You just thought whether demons could be ladies, didn't you? No, I didn't. You did too. I'm only one type among many demons, and all types have genders. So there are men of your type too? They've almost all been killed, though. I suddenly grew silent. 200 years ago, the demons lived in harmony with humans in this land. But the humans vowed to exterminate all insubordinate demons, and the demons responded in full force. The demons were almost completely annihilated. Aren't you lonely? Not really. I mean, I have friends. Are you concerned about me? No. Oh, you're so nice, Kuhu. Whatever, I'm not saying that. Shamsiel giggled. Hey, should I go get you some food? Oh yeah, I have to go to the main hall to eat. Crack. Door opened with a loud noise. Just our luck, having to get a body first thing in the morning. It's gonna be all dried out again. All the new knights who get stationed here just become prey. What's dried out? Ghost! Oh, did you guys bring me breakfast? I'm starving. I'd like some white bread. He's alive! That's crazy talk. He has to be dead. Actually, I'm alive. Really? Want to shake my hand? Careful, you might get dragged down to hell. It's fine. Look, I'm warm. The guard outstretched his hand. It's warm. See? This is bad. Call the prefect. The guards hurriedly ran out. Looks like things are going to get interesting. Yeah, I think so too. After a while, I found myself in the prefect's room facing two men who had very bewildered looks on their faces. And with that revelation, we will end tonight's coverage of Funbag Fantasy. Also, Kianyu Fantasy, which I actually like that better because that's the actual translation. And, oh no, it's not even Kianyu. It's Honeydew Fantasy. Why they couldn't have just gone with Honeydew Fantasy, I don't know. Because, I mean, it worked. But anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out on Grim's Hentai Corner with Funbag Fantasy, as you requested.